sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, final hour of the week here on 1700 KBGG, at least for this program. Jimmy B and TC get you home later on today from 4 until 6. We are off next Thursday and Friday. If you're at your desk, if you can't be in front of a television and you love the NCAA tournament, and why wouldn't you? We will have exclusive radio coverage, wall-to-wall tournament coverage here on 1700 KBGG. Pretty big event, and Westwood One is a coveted sports property. Trent, I'm glad it's in this building.
Yes, absolutely, and they do a great job.
They do.
It's, you know, now with the Turner networks involved and the three other networks, it's not the old days where it was CBS.
Yeah.
And you had to hope that they're going to flip to your game.
Right. Then they had to, then CBS would go dark at 4 o'clock because they had to play Oprah.
Yeah, I had to
and
play.
And then the evening news.
Yep. And then they come back and then here you go. And no more
so
of that.
So much better now.
It is. And but this is much like the radio coverage is much like the old days where, all right, here's a tight game we're going to drop in and here's... we go out to Boise and Taco Bell Arena, and here
is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. They're not in Boise this year,
right? But I didn't know what it was called.
You got the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence,
uh-huh.
Taco Bell Arena in Boise.
I knew the Dunkin' Donuts. I wasn't aware of the Taco Bell in Boise. You been to Boise?
I have not.
Nor have I. Been to the top of the state.
I believe our next guest has been to Boise. Was he on the team that went to the Humanitarian Bowl?
No.
He's after that.
He's after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Zach Spears. No, he was not there.
Well, what year was that?
He went to that was Seneca. Seneca got hurt.
Oh yeah. 02.
Or was it 02?
02. Yeah.
Spears and Arnaud were part of the Insight Bowl in 09 when they beat Minnesota.
Okay.
What was the score? Like 13-10?
Yeah, 14-13.
What? Something like that. It was a low scoring game, anyways. But it was a fun week.
Yeah.
It was a fun week.
I remember it was 02 for the Humanitarian Bowl because I was in Miami with my college buddies for the Orange Bowl.
Of course you were.
And we flipped on the TV and we saw
a guy
from our high school sitting in the stands in his Cardinal and Gold with the snow flying in Boise. And we're sitting in Miami and we had to send him a text message.
I did a remote that year for that game and there was a sports bar. Remember there was Clock Tower Square?
Mm-hmm.
There was theaters there when I first moved here. It was a big, and then it became a
three bag.
That three bag, there
yes.
you go. It's no longer there, is it?
No. Every time when I came to visit, time, like right? my older sister when she moved after college to Des Moines, that's where we always went. And
was it?
Yeah, it was three bag. That was a place you shoot hoops and you drink beers. And
well, it was packed that morning for the Humanitarian Bowl because we were on. Where would I have been? I guess at the Jock. No, I had to be at the Jock.
Yeah,
but we were there because it was an early kick. Wasn't it? I think in the right bowl game.
Maybe 2 o'clock.
Maybe.
It might have been, yeah. 2 o'clock our time, but noon out there.
Yeah, maybe. Could it have makes been. Sense. But Seneca got hurt, I remember,
yeah.
in that football game. Boy, he was a good Cyclone. Now, he's opened a bunch of wing stops.
He is, yeah. One opening up down the road from here.
So I knew he was in Ames. He's here, too. Good,
he's working
good.
One right over Merle Hay up the road from us. So, yeah, putting one in there. I don't think that one's going to be ready until maybe April.
Well, good for him. I hope he makes it.
Yes.
Hope he makes it. I'm sure that we have a lot of Cardinal and Gold patrons.
Yes.
What a career that number 15 had. That run against Texas Tech will live forever, right? What
back
a run.
Back and forth and back
just
and
amazing.
Forth.
Amazing. Just amazing. Will we get any back and forth games tonight? Which game are you looking forward to? Which game has the chance to give us the best finish? I mean, Kansas State, Wade being out, that's a blow. I mean, I get Azubuike being out, but, you know, him being out of that, I thought that leveled the playing field perhaps for K-State. Texas Tech... They're such a nice team. West Virginia's such a tough team.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the Red Raiders aren't. That's an 8 o'clock tip. Of course, Duke, North Carolina moves mine. What about you? Any? What am I missing that you would...
I want to watch a little of that Temple-Wichita game just because I haven't seen nearly as much Wichita as I normally do at this point. So I want to get another look at them. Temple, they're I mean, Pat Dumphy, they're garbage offensively, and they can play a little D, and that's what they are. Yeah. Not very good, but I haven't seen enough Wichita this year from what I normally am. So that's at least going to be part of the rotation, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'll be flipping into that. I had one other game later on that I had circled that I liked. Oh, Oregon-USC. I
mean, that's a late game, isn't it?
Almost feels like a play-in game, doesn't it?
Well, where does Shelby Mast have them? Are they in the last four in for him at all?
USC is 11 seed, yes.
11 seed?
11 seed
for them. That's
pretty
important for them.
And does he have Oregon? He has them, others considered. Oregon, they might have to win the whole Pac-12 tournament.
They might have to. Can we do a couple minutes on the NFL? Because it's about to get crazy. It's about to get nuts. Next week, I mean, it's such a busy week with the tournament, but... I mean, who doesn't love the free agency if you're an NFL fan? I do. It's like another checkpoint in the road, Trent.
Yes.
You check off the combine, step one, and the long off season is over. Then you get the free agency. Then you get the schedules. Then you get the draft, and you're halfway home, and it's all downhill from there. At least that's how I see it. So let me ask you about Kirk Cousins, because there's a lot of it consensus-wise, I think if you had to right now, doesn't it feel like he's going to be a Viking? A Viking, or the Jets are going to throw crazy money at him. But if you're Kirk Cousins, where are you going to go? I mean, you've been saying it forever.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel like he's going to be a Viking to you?
Unless the Vikings lowball him. Unless their deal isn't even...
Because they've got so many guys, Trent, that are going to come up for contracts, and there's some talent there. You can't pay everybody.
You can't. You have to make the decision. I've said it, and I'll continue saying it. Your window is now.
Right, it is.
So do it now. And worry about Barr, and worry about Everson Griffin and Harrison Smith, and on and on and on. All these guys you have to pay. Worry about that when that comes. Uh-huh. You have an opportunity now to win a Super Bowl. To win a Super Bowl, something you've never done in franchise history.
Never.
Get to a Super Bowl for the first time since the 70s. 1978. I wasn't even around. So you have the chance.
Good God,
go for
it. I graduated from high school. It was so important.
You have the opportunity to do it. It's that mentality, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If we keep all these guys around, we can be pretty good for a long time.
Well, that's not the way the NFL works.
No, you want to win the whole thing. You have a team that can do that. And with a good quarterback, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait, they get Cousins. Are they the favorite in the NFC?
Oh, I think so.
They surpass the Eagles.
Yeah, but don't forget what's going on out west. I mean, the Rams are stockpiling, man.
They are.
Seattle's on their way down. San Francisco's going to be better. Arizona needs a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Rams are head and shoulders in that division as I see it.
Yes.
But yes, I would think that they are.
And you still got everybody in the South. You still got Atlanta. You still got New Orleans. You still got Carolina.
The NFC's going to be better again, I think, than the AFC's going to be.
The depth of that conference is very good. But I think with Cousins, I'd make the Vikings a favorite.
Yeah, I think you would too. You know, in that division, it seems to me, and the Packer fans won't want to hear this, I think that window's shut.
Yes.
Defense needs help. Receivers, I mean, Jordy Nelson's we're seeing the decline now. They can't run the football to save their lives. Maybe DeMarco Murray, who's got cut from Tennessee, might make some sense.
Sure.
They need a running back in the worst way.
What, a wide receiver moving to running back doesn't work in the NFL?
No, normally it doesn't.
Shocker, huh?
But you know what?
Montgomery did a nice job.
I was going to say, they got some run out of him.
But
normally you're right.
That's not going to turn into a bell cow back.
So where
right
is
there.
Case Keenum going? And I cringe. I don't want you to say what I... Where's Case Keenum going?
Arizona.
Good.
Arizona.
Fine.
Because you thought I was going to say Denver?
I do, because I'm hearing a lot
of that.
Is
there a lot of that rumbling?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they're not going to be able to pay Cousins. That Case Keenum... Look, you know, as a fan of the Broncos, you know who I want? And it's a stopgap until Josh Allen's ready or Josh Rosen's ready. I don't think Darnold's going to be around.
Who is it?
Bradford.
Oh, okay. I can buy that. You'll enjoy the four games with him.
I know.
That'll be fun for you.
I know. But, I mean, they got a full year out of him last
you
when he came over from the
You love
Eagles.
Sam Bradford.
I do. I love a guy who can
You love
the
arm talent. It cracks me up. It doesn't matter what kind of baggage there is around the guy.
Can he
Injuries,
throw the ball?
Is he a knucklehead like color? Yeah. It doesn't matter. If he's got an arm, Ken Miller loves
him. Can you hear the ball cutting through the air? He's my guy.
Oh, man. I love that.
There's more to it than that, isn't
there?
Yeah,
a little bit more. Yeah, a little
just a tad. We'll take a timeout. Zach Spear is going to be here. We're going to talk ACC college basketball with former Cyclone offensive lineman Zach Spears. He comes up next. He was in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center early in this week to watch BC. Had a couple of wins in the tournament before being dispatched. We will, not a lot of Boston College conversation, but a lot of ACC conversation, including a preview of the heavyweight tilt tonight. Duke, North Carolina, 8 o'clock tip. Comes up at the same time as West Virginia and Texas Tech. The remote will be getting a workout at the Millers. Trent and I here until 2:17. Oh, and Shelby Mast still to come as well for you college basketball fans. BracketWag.com. Trent and I till 2. Back after this timeout on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Hey, honey, look at what I found on Pinterest. This is exactly what I want you to do.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kelling, owner of Renovate It Solutions. Do-it-yourself projects are fantastic until you can't do it yourself. Good news is, no matter what kind of pins your better half has been sharing with you, we can do it all. From roofs, siding, windows, to new kitchens, baths, man caves, and even complete additions. This year, don't just pin it, produce it with Renovate It Solutions. At Renovate It Solutions, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary by offering $500 off your project. So when the pins come in, don't do the Google gamble and hope you're hiring someone reputable. Instead, call Renovate It. I'm Jeff, the owner, and you can always get a hold of me. Call 515-954-6372. That's 515-954-6372 for Renovate It Solution. Or find us online at renovateithomes.com. That's renovateithomes.com. Book your project in the month of March and get $500 off your project. See renovateithomes.com for complete details.
Start your engines. The All Iowa Auto Show is back in 2018 from March 16th through the 18th at Iowa Event Center. Get your tickets at iowaautoshow.com. Over 200 makes and models from every major manufacturer. If you're in the market for a new car or want to see the latest SUVs, trucks, and sedans under one roof, you don't want to miss the All Iowa Auto Show. Tickets on sale now at iowaautoshow.com. It's fun for the whole family. The All Iowa Auto Show, March 16th through the 18th at Iowa Event Center. Discounted tickets on sale now at iowaautoshow.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual
Disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
You suck.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Zach Spears in a moment. A little bit of breaking news, Trent. We will have postseason men's college basketball in our state. Andy Garman just tweeted this out. Drake has accepted an invitation to the collegeinsider.com postseason tournament, the CIT. First game is Monday.
Okay.
1 o'clock.
What?
At the Knapp.
1 o'clock.
Broadcast nationally by CBS Sports Network. So that's what, 221?
Yes.
221 on DirecTV.
Well, that's good then. At least it's on television. Able to watch it. Yes.
Absolutely. So Drake is going to participate. Good for them. Glad that they are. They wrote the check. I think it's $50,000 to participate in it. What's AAD? Marty Martin?
That's the new president.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Oh, the new AD is Harden's last.
Yes,
Brian
Harden. Brian Harden.
All right. That shame on me. Let's get to Zach Spears. As I've said, Zach's career, watching it as we did, got to know him a little bit, and always good when we get a chance to run him down. He's working for Rivals. He's covering college basketball in the ACC. You would think when Iowa drew Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl, Zach was my first call, thinking he would come on and talk about the football team. Well, he's their basketball guy. Zach Spears joins us. How did that work out, Zach, that you're not football, you're basketball? How are you?
Kenny, I am good. First of all, thanks for having me on. I just got off the phone with Austin Arnaud, former quarterback.
Good. Yeah.
And of course, he sends his love. Wanted me to make sure you knew that he loves you. And says, what's
up? Mutual. Glad that you did. You two are my favorite former Cyclone football players. It's not even close. Thank you for letting me know that Austin sends his regards. So you're covering basketball, not football.
Correct.
How does that happen?
Well, you know, Kenny, I always thought I was a basketball player. My grandpa's in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, played at Georgetown, was MVP of the national tournament back in the day, was Mr. Basketball in Indiana. I only played football my senior year of high school, went to junior college for a year, then went to Iowa State. But throughout my time through junior college, I was associated with the basketball team at my junior college, Trinity Valley.
Okay.
Division I coaches would come in and recruit, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, TCU head coach at the time, Jim Christian, and a couple of his assistants recruited some of my friends from Trinity Valley to TCU. When I would go home from Iowa State on breaks, I would go up to TCU and hang out. Got to know those guys. They ended up getting the job at Ohio after Ohio went to the Sweet 16, and then after 2 years at Ohio, he got the job at Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a guy to help. They needed an insider to help with some recruiting stuff. I was that guy, and eventually ended up as the color commentator on an ACC broadcast through IMG. There's only 16 of those in the conference, in the world, and I ended up with one of them and didn't play a lick of college basketball.
Well, good. Yeah, hey, I've seen it on Twitter wearing a headset. We follow your career on Twitter. That's really good. And you got to Cameron Indoor this year, did you not?
We did. I did Cameron two times in the previous 3 years. We did Dean Dome this year.
Okay.
And let's see, Charlottesville. University of Virginia is probably the best. It's gorgeous.
Is it?
And another place I really love was University of Nebraska. Their new basketball facilities and arena are just phenomenal. So pretty. awesome setup they have there.
So it ends for BC yesterday at the hands of Clemson. We were talking a little bit earlier, the depth of the ACC. If you're picking a conference to win the title and you get the whole group of teams, the ACC's got to be the favorite, at least in our minds. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I don't know what year you go into the tournament, probably since I've been alive, that you don't kind of have that feeling. You know, it's the best conference of college basketball, and tends to be that. And with these one-and-done, these kids really like going to some of these schools, especially Duke for the one-and-done in Kentucky. And obviously the rest of the country has one-and-dones littered throughout it as well. But usually the top to bottom is just so full, and then even the bad teams still have really good blue-chip prospects on the basketball team, and the bottom ones are always rebuilding. And you talk about rebuilding any Power 5, any high major college basketball program is really hard, but it's so difficult in the ACC because twice a week once you get past Christmas, you're playing likely at least one of the top teams in the country once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Zach Spears is our guest, former Cyclone offensive lineman, now covering Boston College and working in the ACC. What was the Barclays Center like this week? How well did it go over? I know one of the big talkers, Zach, prior to the Big Ten tournament is why are they going to New York? Nobody cares yet. You know, as you got into the weekend, the Madison Square Garden was full. ACC is at the Barclays Center this week. Of course, it's normally not there. But how has it gone? What was your experience like the couple of days that you were there earlier this week?
Well, so we had it there last year. And we had it again this year. And I believe it goes back to North Carolina next year, either Greensboro or Charlotte, which...
Okay.
I did one in Greensboro 3 years ago, and it was awesome. You know, the Tuesday games are full because just your casual basketball fan, the ACC basketball fan, is going to go to every game they can and get out of work. The Barclays is cool because it's top-notch facility. It's great for media. I think it's a really good fan experience because in the first few sessions, the first 2 days, it's general admission. You can sit wherever you want, first come, first serve in there. And on Tuesday, it was the best crowd in Barclays for that Tuesday crowd that I've seen. And the lower bowl was pretty much full, and I was surprised. And it's not something I've seen there, you know, in the year previous. And then on Wednesday, it wasn't very full, but that's because the nor'easter hit about tip-off time. And people were stranded all throughout the city. You know me, a Texas boy. I got out of Iowa as soon as I graduated because it was too cold. And I talked to you yesterday. I had troubles trying to get home still because that nor'easter hit, and it few jets and planes all over the country trying to get home. It was tough. So Wednesday, the crowd was a little bit lighter, but I saw last night again, especially for the late sessions, as Duke and North Carolina finally made their way onto the floors, it started filling back up.
Hey, Zach, what are you hearing about conference brethren Louisville, Paget? The Cardinals sit on the bubble right now. It seems like Chris Mack is certainly the one that they want there, but is that job going to be difficult to fill, maybe more difficult than Louisville fans expect?
Oh, it's a really good question. I mean, you know, they want Chris Mack. Pittsburgh wants Sean Miller. I want Dan Patrick's job. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think it's tough because, and I think if you poll any Louisville fan or any casual college basketball fan that covers the ACC, you're going to find people split. Me, I'm more along the lines of showing loyalty to Paget for sticking around and really doing a good job of this. I think he's made that, taking them through a really tough time throughout the summer, the beginning of the school year, and into the basketball season, and made them a tournament team. I like them over Florida State to get in the tournament, non-impressive Florida State. Leonard Hamilton continuously has the top talent in the country and hadn't been to a Sweet 16, hadn't been to Elite Eight or Sweet 16 in like 18 years, something like that. I have no idea how he coaches in the NBA. Continuously underperforms. His teams make all types of mistakes, and Louisville beat them in the conference tournament on Wednesday morning. I mean, I think Paget should stick around. I think they should give him some more time because his guys play really hard for him, and I think he's got a pretty good staff there with Trent Johnson helping him learn the ropes.
Mm. Zach, we have 45 seconds left, literally. Heartbreak. Who's the best team in the ACC, and then who do you like tonight, Duke, North Carolina? Who's the best team? Who will go the furthest? Who wins tonight?
Virginia is the best team in the ACC. It's not even close. They won't win the national championship, though, because they don't score enough. A team with good guards in the tournament is always dangerous. They can beat a Virginia team. I think Villanova wins the entire thing, and I think Duke wins tonight. They're playing really well with that zone defense.
great stuff. Hey, Zach, good to catch up with you. I look forward to doing it again. Hello to Austin next time you speak with him. Thank you, Zach Spears.
See you, bud.
Good, take care. Zach Spears, Zachlopedia on Twitter, as he's making his way into the sports media world, and certainly rooting for him. Shelby Mass, bracketwag.com. He's coming up next. Our final segment of the week, Trent and I till 2, 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with three children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
Reminiscing with Amazon Music.
Remember Coach's halftime speech back in junior high?
That song he played probably won us the game.
What was it again?
Alexa, play the song that goes, "Burning with determination."
Rediscover the songs that defined a moment in time. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives to our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the final segment of the week, one we've been looking for the entire show. Shelby Mast, our bracketologist, bracketwag.com. You can read him at USA Today. Go online, bracketwag.com. He updates it every single day. He's one of our go-to guys, and we appreciate our relationship with us. Shelby, Trenton, Canada, Des Moines, thank you for coming on one final time before the brackets are unveiled. I know you've got your latest update was posted at about 6:20 Central Time here this morning. What changed yesterday, Shelby?
The bubble kind of got a little cleared. Some teams helped, some hurt. That's where most of my movement was between the 8 and 12 lines. I think Alabama really helped themselves. They needed a win desperately, and they got it. It was a buzzer beater, but, hey, a win's a win. I think St. Mary's and Arizona State may be in some trouble. There's a few teams out there that could sneak up and be a bid thief, and if so, I'm looking at those two to possibly fall from the bracket. I still have them in for now.
You mentioned St. Mary's, an interesting test case, and this has happened to Randy Bennett's squad a couple of times. They know they're going to be good. You know, Jack Landale's coming back, and they got a good group. And I heard a story where Rhode Island offered to play a home-and-home with them, starting even out there this year. They turned it down. I don't weep for those teams. And you know what? I know they're good. I know they're talented. But if they're left out, that's on them. Same thing with Illinois State. You know, Mueller knew he was going to have a good team last year. He didn't schedule difficult in the non-conference. Should that matter? Should that matter for the mid-majors, how, if you know you're going to have a good team, how you do schedule?
Well, I think they need to try harder. I mean, Randy Bennett has known for years, and he got left out with a very similar resume 2 years ago. The overall resume was possibly a little bit better, but for whatever reason, they don't do it. And I just wonder if there's some underlying issue, maybe something in this contract, and he gets a bonus with X number of wins. I hope that would not be the case, but why? I don't know. I don't know what their school budget is, but 2 years ago, they didn't even leave the state of California to play a non-conference game. And that's not trying in my book and the committee. The committee lays out this stuff at the beginning or at the end of the year, the beginning of the year. All the teams know it. Who did you play? Where did you play? And how did you do? They want you to challenge yourself in your non-conference schedule because that's the portion you have control over. Your conference schedule is set up by the conference. And if you're not willing to challenge yourself, I mean, Rhode Island would have been a perfect home and home series. Those are two comparable teams. But and if they did refuse that, that's dumb on their part because you're not doing what the committee says. Just throw one or two more games. You've got, you know, you're in California, Northern California kind of, and you could play South Dakota State. You could play any of the Mountain West teams. There's a whole bunch of teams that you could play. And why you continually refuse, I don't get it.
Shelby, right now you have Duke as your overall highest two seed, if you will, North Carolina right behind them. What does tonight's game, the semifinal in the ACC, one that everybody's salivating over, it'll be the 22 straight years I read today that either North Carolina or Duke will play for an ACC tournament title. What does tonight's game do to your bracket, if anything?
Well, the Kansas game will be a deciding factor as well. If Kansas wins, they stay on the one line. If Kansas loses, Duke moves to the one line with a win. If Carolina wins, then they will probably move to my top two seed. But I don't know if they can get to the one line. They've got 9 losses, including a stinker at home to Wofford. That's not the kind of loss a one seed usually has on their resume. But this is a kind of a different year where there's a lot of teams with a lot of losses, so maybe they do slide up. But I think the last one seed spot is down to me for Duke and Kansas, and tonight's going to be telling for both of them.
Go to our south, down to St. Louis in the SEC tournament, which is about as odd as Big Ten in New York City. But here we are. Missouri gets knocked out yesterday. What do you do with the Tigers? A team that has Porter back, obviously didn't play real well. 5-17 shooting yesterday in his first full appearance of the season. But, you know, how is that going to be referenced by the committee? Where does Missouri sit for you?
They sit on the 8 line for me. I'm comfortable with that. I had a lot of Missouri fans saying, hey, their seed going to jump because he's back now? Well, no, it's not, because he didn't play. He played a grand total of 2 minutes this season. So if you want to take the sample size that there is with him playing a full game and take that loss, and that be your resume with him, I don't think you'd want that.
Right.
They're going to be based on what they did throughout the year. If he is back 100% and is able to help them, good for them. But the committee is not going to assume that he's just going to make them that much better, I mean, mm-hmm. especially since they took a loss yesterday. So I'm good with them on the 8. It could be in that 8-9 range, possibly sneak up to a 7.
Interesting. Shelby Mast is our guest as we look ahead to Selection Sunday. Shelby, Texas Tech and West Virginia are going to play tonight. Right now in your bracket, you have West Virginia on the 5 line, Texas Tech on the 4 line. Does that game matter as far as seeding? Let's say West Virginia knocks off Texas Tech. Would they flip-flop the 4 and the 5s potentially?
Potentially, more than likely, what would happen is that West Virginia would move to the 4 line and Tech would stay there.
Okay.
And I would move Florida down to the 5 line. Tech's got that they're that much higher in my true seed line, true seed list than West Virginia. West Virginia will not fall with a loss. I mean, Texas Tech, it's tough to have a team fall that far losing to a good team.
Who has the most still to play for here? You know, looking.
Good question.
You know,
question.
Who can move up two, maybe three seed lines if they win their conference tournament? Is there a team or two that jumps out to you, Shelby?
Well, you got USC and UCLA in the Pac-12.
Uh-huh.
I think UCLA might be firmly in now. UCLA maybe not. A win would sure help their case. But look at the Southeast Conference. Georgia and Mississippi State still alive. Probably not supposed to be at this point. Those are two teams. That those teams sitting right on that cut line, your Arizona State, your St. Mary's, Marquette, Providence, those teams are pulling for Georgia and Mississippi State to lose and be done, so there's no chance of a bid thief.
Shelby Mast is our guest, bracketwag.com. You read him at USA Today. You can check out his work at bracketwag.com. Shelby, your first four out, Louisville, Middle Tennessee, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma State, all of their work is done. Is there any way any one of those schools on your first four out have a prayer to get elevated to the in category?
Their prayer is that as I'm going over all these resumes the next 2 days, let me state that I have no influence in the committee's decision. But for me, I'm going to be looking really, really hard tonight after the day job, and then most of the day tomorrow. I'm just going to dig into it, you know, like I usually do this last weekend. Is there something I miss? Is there some reason that this team should be in over this team or whatever? And I'm going to go over everything and see what I come up with. Sunday morning will probably be my pretty firm bracket. There'll still be a few games. If there are bid thieves available on Sunday, then I'll factor those in. If not, then I'm probably going to be pretty well set, just like the committee will be.
Shelby, a lot of conversation. Notre Dame, what happens with them? They get thumped last night by Duke and have the resume, losses in the ACC. Would they be different with Bonzi Colson? Hey, they lost to Ball State with Bonzi Colson. That's what I keep going back to with Notre Dame. But it is a named program. It's close to Dayton. And you got Oklahoma with Trae Young. I think similar in a sense. Would you be shocked to see both those teams ship to Dayton, even if the resumes maybe don't exactly line up with that kind of trip?
Probably not. I mean, the committee sometimes throws us a curveball. And it seems like every year you're waiting. Who's going to be that team? Nobody expects to get in. Everybody thinks doesn't deserve it, but does get it. A couple years ago, Tulsa. That was one that stood out to me. I think pretty much everybody had them written off. They did have a nice resume. There's no doubt about it, but the way they had played in their last two games to Memphis, who was not even a bubble team, getting beat by double digits each game, made you think that they were probably done. But I think I don't see either one of those teams getting, or I don't see Notre Dame getting in, because the committee's not going to assume that they would have won all those games without or with Bonzi Colson that they lost. And plus, you brought up that Ball State loss, and they also lost to Indiana, who was not that good of a team this year.
Hmm.
So that's you know, I can't see it.
Shelby, last thing for you. Eye test-wise, what team looks like a Final Four team right now that maybe, you know, a couple of weeks ago you wouldn't have said that necessarily that they look like that? Is there one team that's really opened your eyes the last couple of weeks that could go all the way to the final weekend of the tournament?
Well, I'm going to give you two teams because one of them is going to be a favorite. Duke, they went through that losing streak where they had a real rough patch. And they just, I mean, they were in no danger of missing the tournament, but they didn't look like a Final Four competitive type team. Now they do. They've got Marvin Bagley back healthy, and he's playing like a monster. My 33-17 last night. I mean, let him loose in the tournament and see what happens. Another one I'm keeping an eye on is Houston. Houston, we haven't heard from them in a long time, and they're playing some good ball. They beat Cincinnati and Wichita State this season, and I think their lack of exposure, a lot of people don't realize how good this team is. And, you know, Coach has been there with OU. I forgot. What's his name? I forgot the dang Oklahoma coach's name.
Lon Kruger.
Lon Kruger, yeah.
No. The former Oklahoma that's now at Houston.
Kelvin Sampson.
That's it.
Yes.
Kelvin Sampson has been to the tournament. He can talk to these guys and explain how to avoid distractions, how to, you know, stay away from all that kind of stuff. I think he was a good hire for that school, and they're going to be seated top, you know, above an 8 seed, and I think they've got the potential to make a run.
Interesting. One certainly that I'm going to be watching right now. You have them on the 6 line. Shelby, hopefully we will find some time to recap, and we'll see where the committee, where you were right, where you were wrong. It's, you seldom were last year. You were the as good as anybody with these new rules. We'll see how it all works out. We'll talk to you on Monday, Shelby. Thank you for what you do for us.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
Good to talk to you. Shelby Mass, bracketwag.com, bracketwag.com. Well, Trent Condon, we've only got a few minutes left here in the show. We're amateur bracketologists.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
is, right? Shelby got it right?
I find Shelby's bracket difficult to disagree with. Yeah, I think it's laid out in a way that I don't have any strong disagreements. So here is his last four in: Providence, Arizona State, St. Mary's, Marquette. The one team I would be against St. Mary's.
Would you?
I would. And that's the first thing I brought up to him, because they had opportunities.
They had to play, see, right.
And they went through this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really bothers me.
Okay, so if you're taking them out of,
yep.
and Aaron Shelby's last four in, mm-hmm. assumingly you would take one of his first four out and put them in?
I would.
And those first four out for him are Louisville, Middle Tennessee State, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma State. Which one of those four is it Notre Dame because of the brand, because of Colson? Is Oklahoma State because of the wins over Kansas? Middle Tennessee because they won the regular season? Mm-hmm. Where are you? I didn't mention Louisville. You can take them, too.
I don't think Louisville's going to get in. On the bubble, with everything going around, I don't think they're going to. They'll probably draw the short straw.
Okay.
I believe it'll be Notre Dame that does get in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should.
Do they go to Dayton?
Yes, they will be in
That'd
Dayton.
That'd be great. It really would.
I think that's what's going to happen. I personally, if I was in that committee, I like Middle Tennessee better.
Mm-hmm.
I like Oklahoma State better. Oklahoma State, just the numbers don't work out, and it's the same thing that's plagued Nebraska this year, plagues Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
It would have plagued Iowa. They would have been better.
In the back of your
mind. Non-conference scheduling.
I know, it gets you all the time.
It does.
In the back of your mind, are you rooting for Nebraska to hear their name called just because of the fact, if nothing else, Joel DiNardi will quit?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's Nebraska. If it was, I don't know, Penn State,
okay.
Yeah, I would. But
so you would cheer for Penn State basketball over Nebraska?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. Penn State's not a rival.
No. And in basketball, really, Nebraska's not either.
Right. But they're still neighbors. And
yeah.
I know Nebraska fans, and they're annoying, so.
Yeah, do you? Even basketball-wise, are they annoying?
Well, most of the Nebraska.
Good.
Well, the Nebraska fans I know are Nebraska football fans,
right.
Creighton basketball fans.
Yes, that's true.
Which is even more annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, think of that.
I know.
If Drake ever become good, do you think we'd see that? People that be Iowa State football fans and Drake basketball fans?
No.
No.
No, I don't see that. All right, a couple more things. Tiger had the lead going into the final hole. Mm-hmm. He bogeyed.
Okay.
He still finished minus three on his round. You know, tied at the top of the leaderboard at some points, had the outright lead. Point being, Trent, he's going to be in a great spot going into Saturday and Sunday. I do find it ironic, and I wonder if there's something to this. You know, you go back to last week, and I don't have the precise numbers in front of me. Phil Mickelson hadn't won a golf tournament in 4 years, 7 weeks, and 4 days, sure, or something like that. Tiger, if he doesn't win, or if he does win, his streak will end like 3 days before Phil's would have.
Really?
So I wonder if in the back of his mind, because that rivalry was so damn good,
yes,
right? Back when they were both in their heyday before the Thanksgiving joyride for Tiger, and his life unfolded and came apart the way that it did. I just wonder if there's something to, because he's so damn competitive.
Well, and didn't Phil say that after last week, after the win?
Now, did he? I didn't see the interview. Did he say the watch out for Tiger? For that very, that's crazy if
yeah,
he did.
I know he said something about I could see Tiger winning this week.
You isn't
know?
That something?
I don't know if it was something afterwards or whatever, you know, some phoner or whatever it was. But yeah, I know there was something out there that Mickelson had said
if
before
Mickelson
the tournament.
Mickelson calls his shot here. Yeah. No, I didn't
he probably,
see that.
He probably got the action on it, too.
Yeah, well, knowing him, yeah, knowing him, that's probably why he's one of your favorites.
Oh,
right?
Yes, I love Phil.
All right. So,
actually, you know what? Phil bothered me during that stretch.
Why?
The smile, the goof,
the smirk,
it was too forced.
Yeah,
I mean it never felt genuine to me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching him play, but that part of it, afterwards, oh yeah, nice
last
little
week,
smile.
You know, I'm with you. Last week was probably the first time I ever rooted for Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't root for him. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I'm a Tiger fan. Can't root for Phil, but last week just because the older set, you know, wanted to see him find the
yeah,
winner's circle, and he did.
I haven't been into this Tiger thing much. I mean, we've talked about mm-hmm, it, and I'm not going to go to the Golf Channel. But today, this morning,
I
flipped on Twitter,
yeah,
and
there
right,
he was, making
and
a charge.
What do? Download the PGA app. I'm watching a little bit, the Golf Channel app, and watch a little bit. Out in a boat and sat in a parking lot for a little bit.
Did you really?
After a call. And
he's infectious, Trent Condon.
He is. I'm getting into it, too.
It's
March.
You know, it's March. We shouldn't be watching golf. I agree
yeah,
with you. I totally agree with you. But
he went out in the morning, which helped.
It did.
Before the game
Sunday,
started.
You know, I mean, the ACC will be over with. I'm looking, obviously, I want to watch the Big 12. When is that? Is that Saturday, too? No, it's yes,
yeah,
it is Saturday.
Saturday, 6 o'clock.
So what have we got on Sunday?
The finale on CBS. Take a guess.
Big East.
Nope. They play Saturday night, their title game.
It can't be the Pac-12. Nobody cares. The SEC?
Nope.
That used to be in the morning, wasn't it?
Early afternoon, yeah.
Early afternoon?
Same with the ACC.
Trent, I don't know the answer to this.
The American Athletic Conference.
Is it?
Now, if we get Wichita-Cincinnati again, okay.
That was a hell of a game.
I don't know. Temple?
No. Tiger.
It's Tiger.
Well, it's golf.
Yeah.
And then turn over to TNT, right, as the coverage.
And if
again,
you get there early, the Big Bang Theory will be on. I'm sure you're a big fan of that.
Huge fan of the Big Bang Theory. Now, ESPN, as Zubin told us earlier in the week, is going to start their coverage an hour earlier because mm-hmm, they're not forced to wait on the sidelines. They're going to alphabetically release all the teams in the tournament. So those teams that are sitting on the proverbial bubble that are living and dying with every single bracket unveiling, it's not going to be a part of this year's coverage.
Right.
It's going to be different. You said it yesterday. I think it was a great point that you made because everybody killed the Big Ten tournament mm-hmm, going to NYC. And, you know, for the first maybe day or so, it looked like we were all going to be proven right. And then it turned out to be a huge hit. Now, I'm not saying go back every year as you weren't either, but I'm going to be like you. I'm going to reserve judgment mm-hmm, until Sunday evening, how this comes about. Tonight, North Carolina Duke, it's the best rivalry in college basketball for my money. This will be the third time one of these two schools is going to play for the championship 22 straight years. I just don't know how you stop Bagley, Trent. I don't know how they can stop him.
But when he's in there, they're haven't been quite as good.
I mean, until yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that was a Notre Dame. They didn't have any business beating Virginia Tech.
No.
That was a...
No, I agree with you.
A run of all runs.
That was the technical foul, and everything went downhill the final 8 minutes.
I like Carolina tonight.
Do you? See, they were down 14-0 to Miami. Down 14-0. It was 14-0 before they scored.
Because during a commercial break last night of high school, I looked at some scores, it was like 27-23 or something.
And
so I guess I didn't even... 14-0.
Stupid foul at the end of the first half, 50 feet away from the basket. They went to the monitor to see if there was still time. There was. Kid came to the line, sunk all three free throws. Mm-hmm. Took a 1-point lead into the locker room, and it was over at that point. 14-0. They were down.
Came back.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to get my Duke North Carolina Friday.
But you get it.
Oh, yeah, baby. What else tonight? Anything for you? I mean, West Virginia, Texas Tech, it's not at the same time, but I'm going to pay close attention to that, too. Mm-hmm. What about you? No Dean Wade, by the sounds of things, for K-State. That's not going to help their chances.
6 o'clock start for that
6 o'clock start.
I'll be watching the high school tonight. Think I'm going to make my way down, bring some updates here.
Is that
what
you'll do, live updates on the air? Yeah.
Got Oskaloosa in action. Xavier Foster, Cole Henry.
What time for them?
6:30 will be the tip there. And then afterwards, the 4A title game. So I saw A.J. Gray in the state tournament 2 years ago as a sophomore. He's really good. Mm-hmm. And I think it was in the quarterfinals. He was ridiculous and had like 15 points in the last 2 minutes to take them to a victory. Didn't see him last year and then see him again. Boy, he is so much bigger, thicker.
Is he?
He's six. He's a legit 6'3" as well. You know, this isn't.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Jordan Bohannon, who's 6 foot. He's got a little bit of size. He's getting thicker, and boy, he can fill it up. He didn't play very well in the second half against Valley last night, but when he was on, I mean, he looked like a video game character. Just get the ball, flip it up from 22 feet, pure every single time when he got going. You and I is getting a top 100 player.
It's crazy, isn't it?
His dad's an assistant
coach.
Well,
it doesn't hurt, right?
That's probably the only reason. Mm-hmm. But a top 100 player's going to you and I, and you can tell there is a difference. And he's a difference maker for you and I. He really is.
That's going to be fun to watch. Yeah. Of course, you and I plays right here all season long, both football and basketball. Gary Rimey, you hear him here.
And Patrick McCaffrey, obviously, on the other side for Iowa City West. So last night, a young man by the name of Hakeem Adunze for Iowa City West. He had 8 3-pointers all year. Hits 4 of 4 against Valley.
Does he really?
Average 4 points a game.
You're kidding.
He scores 18.
Isn't that something?
Never know what's going to happen.
No, you never do. Crowds last night were good?
Yes, yeah, good crowds. Mm-hmm. Iowa City West is always in travel.
What will it be like tonight?
Since McCaffrey, Green, there'll be a little intrigue there. Oskaloosa, I think that is going to help too. But you know, right after we take the airwaves, the 1A title game is going to be happening. Grandview Christian. Going up against that North Lynn team. And the Hilmer kid, so his grandpa was a coach for Forest City for years, and that was our big rival. He is really good. I mean, I can't remember a guy at a 1A level like this. He's really talented. He's a junior, and that's a guy I'm going to be interested to see what's going to happen this spring in terms of offers, you know, how high it's going to be. But 2 o'clock for a championship game.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
3:45 for 2A.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think they
and
need...
Glenwood's a favorite?
Glenwood's in 3A.
Oh,
they'll play Oskie tonight.
I think they were 2A.
No, 2A is Cascade, who knocked off Van Meter. Really like that Cascade team. That'd be my pick in that one. But Glenwood, good story. They're the one that came roaring back against Norwalk in the opening round and knocked off Xavier yesterday. A lot of good basketball. I think if you would just shift maybe around the times, I understand. 5 days, well, you don't have to pay 6 days of rent, right? Makes sense, saving money. But if you put the 1A and 2A title games on Thursday night and then 3A, 4A tonight, I think that would be better. Just, we'll see how it goes today.
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
Get them out of the afternoon.
Yeah.
You and Jimmy B today, we only got like 30 seconds left. What do you got cooking?
Chris Dobertine will stop by. We'll talk more brackets with him. We're also going to talk some Hawkeyes with Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven. He'll be here, put a cap on the Cyclone season, as we've done the last couple of days, and a little more preview of the high school basketball tonight.
Good stuff. We are out of here, but we're back on Monday, and we'll have brackets.
Yes.
Let the bells ring out and the banners fly. Have a great weekend, everybody. We appreciate you listening. If you missed a segment, want to listen again, KenMillerShow.com. Click on the podcast link for Trent Condon. We appreciate you being here with us every Monday through Friday from noon until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, kids, Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder and You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Start your engines. The All-Iowa Auto Show is back in 2018 from March 16th through the 18th at Iowa Events Center. Get your tickets at iowaautoshow.com. Over 200 makes and models from every major manufacturer. If you're in the market for a new car or want to see the latest SUVs, trucks, and sedans under one roof, you don't want to miss the All-Iowa Auto Show. Tickets on sale now at iowaautoshow.com. It's fun for the whole family. The All-Iowa Auto Show, March 16th through the 18th at Iowa Events Center. Discounted tickets on sale now at iowaautoshow.com.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, Washer Systems.
In the car.
All day at work.
At home.
1700 KV.